and the creative outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies along with consignment clothing. It's 34 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The European Union has leveled its first antitrust penalty against Apple, fining the company nearly $2 billion for breaking competition laws in its music service. Just into ABC News, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, will plead guilty today to perjury charges. The Supreme Court expected to deliver at least one decision today. It could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to remove Donald Trump from the ballot because of his role in the Capitol riot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. Israel under increasing pressure to finish negotiations on a ceasefire in Gaza.
A six-week ceasefire is currently being negotiated in Egypt. Israel is not attending the negotiations in Cairo. According to Israeli media, Israel is demanding Hamas turn over a full list of living hostages before any ceasefire deal moves forward.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. The U.S. started dropping aid packages by air over the weekend to Gaza. Vice President Harris calling for a ceasefire. This is ABC News. Fresh hopes for the families of the 239 people who disappeared nearly a decade ago, along with Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
A Texas-based company, Ocean Infinity, claims to have scientific evidence of the plane's final resting place at the bottom of the ocean and is proposing an all-new, no-find, no-fee search. Malaysia's transportation minister says he's invited Ocean Infinity to share its new evidence and has promised, if it's credible, he'll push to greenlight a new search.
That's ABC's Derek Dennis. The plane vanished in March of 2014 during a flight from Malaysia to China. Haiti now under a nighttime quarantine after gangs raided the country's biggest prison, setting free about 4,000 inmates. A new recall from Trader Joe's, the supermarket chain, says its steamed chicken soup dumplings may have been contaminated by pieces of plastic. More than 160,000 boxes of them are being recalled. They all have a Best Buy date of March 7th, 2025. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, forecast details and more regular features coming up here from WRCO and WRCE. We've lost a little bit of the sunshine there, yeah, and in fact, we completely have lost it. It was a little bit sunny there in the last half hour, but clouds have rolled in a little bit more, and that may be the last sign we see of the sun today.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, with the auction starting at 1 p.m. Beef producers, add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
All right, temperatures in the low 50s today, turning cloudy and rain developing by midday. A few rumbles of thunder possible. For tonight, any rain ending at a low of 32. Tuesday, high in the low 50s with sunshine developing. Wednesday, again, low 50s. Thursday, 52 with a 50% chance of rain at night, which could possibly mix with a little bit of snow. Friday's high, 43. Saturday, 42 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, following a midnight reading of 52 and a low of 32, we are back up a couple anyway. It is 34 degrees. 7 minutes after 7 on a Monday morning.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country, Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here in the sunset, Silverado bag.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO doing a little dancing in the country. We did a little birthday celebrating yesterday. My daughter Allison had a birthday yesterday, the 3rd of March. And, I can tell her age. She's not listening. But she turned 30, which doesn't seem possible. It was with her. She was our middle child that we did a little baby name contest on the air. And people were coming up with all kinds of wild and wacky names, and some legitimate as well. But I remember when we finally announced her name, a couple of people were disappointed. They're like, really? Okay. Well, all right. But yeah, we had a little fun with that. But I remember 30 years ago yesterday, I was on the air, and all of a sudden got a call that you need to kind of bring June to the hospital. We lived out in Little Willow at the time, so it was a little bit further. And, so I had to quickly opt out and slide Ron Fruit in to read the birthdays and anniversaries. I think everybody knew where I was headed. But anyway, how fast 30 years go by. My goodness. 34 at WRCO on a Monday morning. We'll see what old Hank Bray's got up his sleeve. You never know. Coming up.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down. Park your Lexus, ooh, and throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. Ooh. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Huh. There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
Surviving.
All the red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh,
one step to the right.
We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh, run me to the left,
then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Stick around, round, 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 round.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
Shoot!
full moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO Radio. We've had lots of reports of birds coming back, robins reported over the course of the last few weeks anyway. Maybe they never went anywhere. I don't know. But it does say in the news today, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources noting that many migratory birds are returning to Wisconsin earlier than normal. The warmer winter weather in the state this season has gotten the migration for short-distance birds off to a faster start. So that is at least one explanation of why we're hearing and seeing those birds back in town. Speaking of birds back in town, Hank Bray will join us next year.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
This year's National Nutrition Month theme, Beyond the Table, encourages us to think about food from a broader perspective, including how it impacts health and the environment. Nutritional choices made today can affect the future, so it is important to learn what's involved in growing food. Visiting local farms, growing your own produce, and joining agricultural programs are all great steps toward better health for you and a better world for nutrition. These nutrition tips are courtesy of the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, Bray.
How you doing, buddy?
He said as he yawned this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I have the case of the yawns. I don't
Do
know.
You?
Yeah, that stupid sleep apnea machine.
Doesn't work for you?
I tell you.
Oh, mine does.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Mine works. It's almost like somebody shoots me with a tranquilizer gun.
It'd be kind of nice if you had one here.
Oh, boy. But nonetheless, we had some robin sightings again this morning, yeah. And you saw
I had some in the plane in the middle of the road this morning.
They're chirping for rain.
Chirping for rain. We need some rain.
Uh-huh.
We need moisture.
Yes, we do. I suggested to one of the callers that maybe they're going to get snowed on. This caller feels that these particular robins have already had 3 snowfalls on their back.
Really?
That's what they said. I don't know.
So it doesn't. What is this week? They should get snowed on a little bit. It sounds
maybe.
Like
toward Thursday or so.
Yeah. So we do need some rain.
Last time I saw you, we were in the really close confines at Potosi.
You were sitting right on my lap.
Just
well, I tell you what, good ball game, though.
It was good a good ball game.
Yeah, so.
I told you, though, as far as loudness, I don't know that I've
Boy, it was loud.
Been at one that long, you know, and shrill. We were right in the student section,
yep.
And it sounds like the recordings of when the Beatles were playing. Like, gentlemen, the Beatles.
Yeah.
It was like shrill, almost took our headsets off.
It's a good thing we had our headsets on.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was very deafening up there, and we were in the back, so
yeah, the
it just
sound was,
it just come right at us.
Yeah.
So
and we couldn't see about a quarter of the court,
right? Yeah,
because the students were standing in front of us the whole time,
both sides.
Yeah, you couldn't
the
see
whole, the whole game.
So we made some stuff up, but we got most of it right. I think that was who shot the ball.
You know what? What is 2 weeks from tomorrow? What date is it?
Let's see. 2 weeks from tomorrow will be the 18th of March.
Isn't it the 19th?
Well, let's see. Today's the 4th, so next week will be the 11th. The following week would be the 18th. St. Paddy's Day is on a Sunday this year.
Yeah, that's I think it's the 19th, Phil.
19th.
Yeah.
Well,
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Did you say tomorrow or today? Oh, tomorrow. Well, duh. Yeah, it's the 19th.
Do you know that's when the first softball games are? I have my first softball game 2 weeks from
Are you
tomorrow.
Kidding?
Nope.
And they might get them in if
they very well might get
nothing
them in.
Changes.
Yep. But I'm sure the forecast says, oh, it's going to be negative 22.
Yeah.
So it was kind of neat over the weekend.
Yes.
Yesterday, beautiful day, a little windy, but beautiful day. But you heard basketball on the basketball outside courts. You heard some kids were over there playing baseball. And then you had some softball over there on the Crown stage. It was really neat. So, and dogs were just like crazy. So they stayed outside all day.
Oh, they did?
Yep. I got a new goldfish, new pet, Phil.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And they say you can, you're supposed to sleep with your pets.
Yeah.
And now I have a dead goldfish.
Right. Oh, okay.
So
that's true. Well, having a wet bed would probably be,
yeah,
you know.
Chet's chuckle started early.
Normal.
Yeah.
Did you take your goldfish out for a walk then? Did you?
No, he was dead this morning.
Oh, he was dead.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I couldn't even...
That's too bad.
Yeah, I couldn't even give him a proper... Yeah, it says that it's okay to sleep with your pets on your bed. So, and my goldfish is now dead.
Now dead. Well, that's too bad. It was
a tough night.
Sad story.
Yeah, sad story.
We never had real good luck with them, except for the ones that you would win at the county fair.
Yeah,
you know, in the little
live
bag.
Forever.
And they would. They'd live forever. It's like, what was up with that? 4 years later, you know. But I'd go invest in some for the kids, and they wouldn't make it.
Yeah, they wouldn't make it. So I used to, believe this or not, this is not a joke. I used to work at the return center for Walmart down south. So, you know, everything that gets returned, it all gets credit back at, it goes back to Walmart.
Sure.
So I remember them crushing like water coolers, and the only thing that they really keep is the jewelry. You know, they would recycle the jewelry. So, but you could tell what season it is. You know, now snowblowers would be returned.
Oh, sure.
So at the end of the summer, all these lawnmowers and weed eaters would be returned. This is back when they had like gerbils and they returned them and they put them on the.
They return animals.
Yes.
Goldfish?
Yeah. We would get them and it's like, what is going on?
I can't teach him a trick. So.
They were dead when they got back.
Oh, man. I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty typical after Halloween to bring back a Halloween costume.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've heard that before.
Yep.
But, oh, well.
Our candy wrappers.
Yeah, our candy wrappers.
Today's Chet's Chuckle, Philip.
That's right. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, encouraging you to put a smile on your face.
Hey, new place down there. Awesome place. Go down and visit
them. I've not been to the new building.
Amazing.
We got to get there.
They've done an awesome, awesome job down there. So
awesome. Oh, that's good.
It is really, really neat place. So
I peered in the windows as I was riding by yesterday. Yes.
Like a pet.
Yeah, like a peeping Phil.
Yeah. How much is that Phil up in the window?
Woof, woof. Oh, well. Hank, you know what the difference is between a Yankee zoo and an Arkansas zoo?
There's no telling.
Well, a cage in the Yankee zoo, the cage has the name of the animal and the scientific name in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And Arkansas, the zoo will have the name of the animal and a recipe.
Oh, so, yes.
We're off and running here.
Yes, we are.
Thought we'd slam your home state.
Speaking of that a little bit, buddy, things you should know before you move to Arkansas.
Yeah?
Yeah. A possum is a flat animal that sleeps in the middle of the road.
Yes.
It's not a shopping cart, Philip. It's a buggy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
People actually grow, eat, and like okra.
Oh.
I love okra.
I don't mind
okra.
Oh,
my God. Pickled okra ain't nothing better.
You can fry it, too, can't you?
Oh, fried. If you can chop it up, fry it with potatoes. Oh, browner, the better.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You might even get off your diet for that, wouldn't you?
I probably would.
Put a little butter on top. Yeah.
I was off my diet on Saturday, and we didn't tell anybody, did we?
Well, I didn't want to spill the beans.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have.
That was your cheat day.
Yeah, that was good.
You're out with Phil Knee. You're on a cheat
Utter
day.
Utter Brothers Creamery. You carry jumper cables in your car for your own car, Phil.
I still do. What's up with that? Just in case the vibe doesn't pop right off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another one is you don't push buttons. You mash them.
You mash the buttons.
You mash them.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Your touchtone phone?
Yeah. What else here? Here's one for you. You know what a hissy fit is?
Well, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to throw a hissy fit in a minute if I don't get all my jokes on.
Hey, how do you know you're from Arkansas?
Oh, boy.
Your mom has been in a fist fight at a sporting event.
Oh, wow.
Let's be back. We'll be back. After these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping, or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Bean Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
No doubt. Can't wait to get there. Bubba called 911 because his house was on fire, Hank.
Oh, no.
The dispatcher asked, "How do we get there?" Bubba replied, "Don't y'all still have them red trucks?"
Well, this hit Arkansas hard today.
I didn't say Arkansas. It could have been from anywhere. Yeah,
but Bubba was hey, what genre are national anthems, Philip?
What genre? Yeah. National anthems?
Yeah.
Patriotic?
No, country.
Country. Oh, not bad, not bad.
What do Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common?
I know this one.
Do you really?
Same middle name.
Same middle name.
The. Not yeah. The. Yes, yep. Indeed.
Well, I got one last night.
You did?
Yep. Koi fish always travel in groups of four.
Koi fish. Yep. Okay.
If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving behind the decoy.
Ah. Not bad, Hank. Not bad. Say, state patrol driver pulled over an Arkansas state driver on Interstate 40.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He said to the driver, "Got any ID?" The driver said, "About what?
About what?" Yes, about what?
Oh well, sorry to slam you so hard.
Yeah,
today.
That's okay. Speaking of math problems, Philip.
Yes,
I made a letter to algebra. I wrote a letter to algebra. It says, "Dear algebra,
all right,
please stop asking us to find your ex. She's never coming back, and don't ask why."
That sounds like one of those questions we have in that book.
Yes,
with all those scholars.
I'm sure that may be in there.
That might be in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, pretty good ones today, Hank.
Not bad, huh?
Oh, you still got one left?
Oh, yeah, I got a big closure here.
Oh, you do?
No, this ain't the closure. Here's the thing, Phil. This is what you and I should be thinking about.
All right.
If things get better with age, I think we might be getting freaking close to magnificent, Phil.
You think so? We're getting close. We're no Tim Feen, but we're getting close. Yes.
All right. A lady gets a job as a physical education teacher.
All right.
Teacher of 16-year-olds, she notices a boy at the end of the field standing alone while all the other kids are running around having fun kicking a ball. She takes pity on him and decides to speak to him. "You okay?" she asks. He goes, "Yes," he says. You can go play with the other kids, you know," she says. It's the best. "It's best I stay here," he says. "Why is that, sweetie?" says the lady. The boy looks at her and increasingly and says, "Because I'm the goalie."
There's a reason. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Not bad today, buddy.
And you know what, ladies? He's a real keeper.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, calm down. Get off
calm
the windows.
Down, ladies.
Hey. They're starting to lick the windows here.
Oh, <boy. laughs>
Buddy, have a great day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, including this Wednesday, starting at 11:30.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
7:35 as we head toward a high in the low 50s later on. Maybe some rain developing by midday today. It's currently 35 degrees. This day in history, 1952, actors Ronald Reagan and Nancy Davis were married in San Fernando Valley, California. 1973, the band Pink Floyd began a U.S. tour right here in Wisconsin. The band was supporting the album Dark Side of the Moon. And in 2018, Frances McDormand's Oscar for Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was stolen during the governor's ball party after the Academy Awards. It was recovered, though, 15 minutes later. Some notes from this day in history, the 4th of March. Today's birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Birthday greetings to these VIPs today. Sue Bell from Sarah and Daryl. Happy wishes from Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Christian Sapek. Happy wishes from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Deanna Gokenauer and Annabeth Sprecher. Birthday wishes to Randy Moon Chicken Phillips from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also, Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions, leaving his wishes for Jennifer Degenhart, to Lily Hefner, Craig Kinney, and Cody Sorge, all with birthdays today. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Cora Lynn Wentz, to Carol Stevenson, Gage Wirtz, Deanna Gokenauer, Jack Birch, and Barb Wentz. To Barb Wentz from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And also to Nancy Schumacher from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Birthday wishes in Lone Rock to everyone's favorite neighbor, Bill Quinn, from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Craig Kinney, happy wishes from Paul and Lou. To Mackenzie Harris from Mom, Kip, Claire, and Bailey. Also to Alice Hatfield, who celebrates today. All the best to Alice from Sacred Heart Parish. We have a little birdie told us today, it was probably a robin, that it's Bill Quinn's birthday. Happy birthday, Bill. Happy 91 years young from Marge. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Christian Sapek, and happy anniversary, Jeremy and Jamie Pauls, who celebrate today.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
With both
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
We're coming up on news time today from WRCO. It is 7:40 this morning. And getting underway, the Iditarod, the annual sled dog race celebrating Alaska's official state sport. That started on Saturday with a new emphasis on safety after five dogs died and eight others were injured while training for the first time. Mushers who lined up for the competitive start north of Anchorage had the chance to snag light up neon harnesses or necklaces for their dogs before they began the days-long race that takes the dog and human sled teams about 1,000 miles over Alaska's unforgiving terrain. That is underway. One of the most phenomenal sporting events there is, I think. 7:41 on a Monday morning. This is Tracy Byrd.
It's cold this time of year, and the people in this city make it colder. They've all forgotten what it means to lend a hand to cry on a shoulder. In this land of opportunity, we fight like hell to make an extra dime. It would surely get the best of me without the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's the heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's the heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eyes. Simplicity was once a way of life, now it's buried with our past. Dollar used to go a long, long way, now it just goes fast. Oh, how I wish that I could be as free as our Union Eagle flies. But the only time I'm free is when I view the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. On earth, which
life on earth would sure be hell without heaven in my woman's eyes.
Tracy Byrd on FM 100.9. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 7:45 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 50s. Rain could develop by midday today, and even a few rumbles of thunder possible. For tonight, any rain ending by late evening and a low of 32. Tuesday, a high of 51 with sunshine. Right now in Richland Center, following a high of 52 at midnight, we are down at 32 for a while. It is 36 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. On Saturday night, approximately 11 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash in the village of Montfort. Sheriff's deputies arrived and identified Tide Benson, 23 of Darlington, as the driver who swerved, lost control of his 2021 Ram 3500 truck, and ran into the Grab a Cone building. Tide was not injured during the crash. The building sustained heavy structural damage as a result of the crash. An investigation was done, and Tide was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated, first offense. A River Valley School District referendum informational session will be held tonight at 6 at the River Valley High School cafeteria. Two capital referendum questions will appear on the April 2nd ballot. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are urged to attend the public meeting tonight at 6 in the high school cafeteria to find out more. Information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. Voters in the Kickapoo Area School District will see a referendum question on the ballot in April. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it is not needed. The Kickapoo School District will hold a community information meeting coming up Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Kickapoo Area Auditorium. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a nearly $800 million income tax cut passed by Republicans, along with bills that would have increased the income tax credit for married couples and raised the amount of retiree income exempt from the state income tax. Republicans who voted to pass the bills in February said they were designed to make Wisconsin more attractive for families, middle-income earners, and retirees. But Democrats said there were better ways to do that. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Evers was refusing to support tax cuts that would benefit the middle middle class, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu called it unconstitutional to not enact the tax cuts given the state's $3 billion budget surplus. Republican Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, the main sponsor of the tax cut for retirees, said the veto is not only a slap in the face to our parents and grandparents, it keeps Wisconsin at a disadvantage when they are looking for where to retire. Evers has yet to take action on a fourth bill expanding a child tax credit that had bipartisan support. He has until Tuesday to sign or veto it. Evers said signing all three bills would have drained the state's reserves and put it at risk of having to return federal stimulus money. Republicans have rejected those arguments, saying they do not believe the Biden administration would require the state to pay back any stimulus money. The Sauk County Highway Department announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 is closed as of today through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. It's a good indicator that spring is in the air. Literally, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources notes that many migratory birds are returning to Wisconsin earlier than normal. The warmer winter weather in the state this season has gotten the migration for short-distance birds off to a fresh, fast start. The agency says birds are in sync with environmental cues and their access to food. That trend could change, however, depending on how the transition from winter to spring plays out in the state over the next few weeks. Registration begins today for the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. The dates for this year's Mobile Pack are April 11th through the 13th at Truvant Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack will be packing more meals than ever. The packing schedule includes seven shifts. Over 840 volunteers are needed to make this a successful event. To register, go to the direct link for the Boscobel Mobile Pack at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, with the Division of Criminal Investigation conducting a review of the shooting. A Saturday DOJ press release said an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house on Janesville's north side with two other people inside. The fatal shooting took place inside the residence and a firearm was recovered. The officer was wearing a police body camera, and the officers involved are cooperating with the investigation, according to the DOJ. Wisconsin's Supreme Court won't redraw congressional maps.
A unanimous court on Friday rejected a request to redraw the state's eight congressional district lines ahead of the 2024 elections. The justices didn't offer an explanation for the decision to deny the petition from a group of Democratic voters after the liberal majority had previously ruled the state's legislative districts unconstitutional. Six members of Wisconsin's House delegation are Republicans, two are Democrats. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call called the decision to not redraw the House maps disappointing. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's corrections secretary will retire this week. Governor Tony Evers announced last week that Kevin Carr will leave his position overseeing the state's correction system on Friday. Carr was one of Evers' first cabinet appointees. He led DOC through the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. More recently, there have been three deaths of persons in the care of DOC at Waupun Correctional Institution, as well as staffing shortages and lockdowns at Waupun and Green Bay, the two oldest prisons in the system. DOC is facing multiple lawsuits over conditions at those prisons. Carr's 40-year career began with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Prior to leading corrections, he was a U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Taxpayers are on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by WisPolitics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have altered the outcome. Toma VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans with artist Blaine Hatchett this afternoon at 1:30 in Building 455, Veterans Hall. Hatchett has an eclectic set list that includes many top hits from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. He will even throw in some Celtic tunes when he has his Irish on. All veterans are welcome to the entertainment today at Toma VA Medical Center. Again, the show starts at 1:30. The International Crane Foundation invites you to their monthly From the Field webinar series presented via Zoom. This month's webinar is titled Predators on the Whooping Crane, Eastern Populations Breeding Grounds, on Thursday, March 14th at 11 a.m. Despite more than 20 years of reintroduction efforts, the eastern migratory population of whooping cranes faces challenges with low recruitment. This is due to low rates of chicks surviving to independence, with also that chance for the primary causes of mortality for crane chicks. This presentation will cover Nicole Gordon's master's thesis research assessing the presence and diversity of potential predators in relation to whooping crane chick rearing areas and chick survival. You can find more information how to register for the webinar on the International Crane Foundation website at savingscrane.org. Fatal workplace injuries increased in Wisconsin year-to-year almost 20%. New released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in 2022, 125 work injuries that led to deaths were reported in the Badger State. That number is the highest for Wisconsin since the state reached an all-time high of 138 in 2013, and it's also up from a total of 105 in 2021. Nationally, deadly work injuries went up from 2021 to 2022 by 5.7%. In neighboring states, the census of fatal occupational injuries shows Illinois totaled 177 of those injuries in 2022, while Minnesota had 81. Veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials are able to apply for VA health care as soon as tomorrow. This means all vets who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 are eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Here are today's vital statistics. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died last Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Marjorie Ellen Piesel, 79 of Sauk County, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Piesel, 79, of Sauk County. And Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet this Saturday from 9 until the service time at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel.